U.S. District Court Judge Rosemary M. Collier found that the Commerce Secretary and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration regulators had acted lawfully when they imposed a one-fish daily bag limit on guided sport anglers this year. The charter operators had claimed the agency had violated federal statute requiring that the allocation of the halibut harvest be fair and equitable. NOAA Alaska Region Attorney John Lepore helped defend the agency's decision.
Well, the main defense was that we, in fact, looked at all the relative considerations that were necessary under the statute when we took the action. And essentially, the plaintiffs were claiming that we didn't look at their impacts carefully enough. And the judge, when she went through the record, felt that we did provide a basis for our action.
In a 21-page opinion, Judge Collier wrote that the Secretary's decision was not arbitrary, capricious, or contrary to law. The judge granted the government's motion for summary judgment, dismissing the lawsuit and closing the case. That came as welcome news to a group of commercial and subsistence fishermen, seafood processors, and community representatives that intervene as defendants alongside the government. The small southeast town of Pelican was among them. Pelican Mayor Patty Phillips is a commercial fisher as well as a subsistence user. She was pleased to hear the charter lawsuit had been dismissed.
My first concern is the resource, the halibut resource. That is here for the long term. That is here for everyone in the future. But Pelican has been here, you know, over 70 years, and it was founded on the principles of commercial fishing and subsistence. And, you know, much of the industry is, you know, the communities have been built on the backbone of commercial fishing.
As halibut abundance has declined, commercial halibut quota shareholders in Southeast have seen their allowable catch drop by 54% over the last few years. Meanwhile, the guided sport sector substantially exceeded a federal guideline harvest level in recent years by as much as double. The issue led the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to take action, which ultimately led to the one fish limit, half of the previous limit for charter clients. The judge's decision was a disappointment for the plaintiffs. Earl Comstock is the attorney for charter operators and says the ruling will have a long-term adverse impact on Southeast Alaska.
Essentially, the judge deferred to the Secretary of Commerce and the council, who have come down squarely in favor of 1,200 individual fishing quota holders at the expense of the recreational fishing public. And the cost to Southeast Alaska will probably be, you know, certainly several thousand, if not 30,000 or 40,000 fewer anglers coming to Southeast Alaska and spending their dollars in your town.
Comstock acknowledges the downturn in the economy had some impacts, but he says the cut in the halibut bag limit made things worse. He says he's heard from charter operators who saw a 30-60% drop in business this summer. Comstock says it's too early to say whether the charter operators will appeal the judge's ruling. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.